Now, one place where things are rarely agreeable, sane, or even okay is the internet, specifically in the anonymous comment threads you find on so many websites.
My name is Kevin Collier. I'm a writer based in Brooklyn.
Kevin Collier is interested in the type of people you find in those threads. He writes a feature for McSweeney's. That's a website founded by writer Dave Eggers. His feature is called Getting to Know an Internet Commenter. And what he does is assemble comments from a few particularly prolific commenters, and the result is a kind of character sketch of the internet's strangest voices. When I spoke with Kevin Collier in New York recently, he said the idea started with a thought he had after reading so many anonymous ramblings, and that idea was, who is this person?
I've long kind of read just kind of the mindless comments that follow an awful lot of websites. Kind of, I think, like how some people like watching reality TV or trashy TV. And I couldn't find a good venue for it until I eventually reached out to Dave Eggers. Dave said, well, you know, it actually would work well on our site.
You brought some commenters to share. Can you tell us about one and then read a few of his comments or her comments?
Sure. My favorite is a guy named Cesar Z on Yelp.com. I've noticed that in his many, many reviews on Yelp, he reveals an awful lot of himself. Here's his review of the Cal State Fullerton Library in Fullerton, California. The employees here never want to help you, and when they do, they don't know what they're doing. Plus, it's haunted. Haskett Branch Library in Anaheim. A small library, small compared to the main branch, but bigger than the Sunkissed Branch. But the reason to go there is this beautiful girl that works here that I fell in love with. Her name was Hazel, but she got fired. Now I never go. L.A. Donuts in Anaheim. I really love this place. I had the hugest crush on the daughter of the owner, and I would come in after class when I was in junior high. But the skate store next door opened up, and all the skaters got to her, and one of them got her pregnant. I never saw her again.
Who is he?
He's this guy. He falls in love with an awful lot of women in the Anaheim area. Women who work in the service industry. The good ones reveal themselves after a lot of looking to be, I don't think, an exact representation of what the person behind this is, but, you know, kind of a caricature of them. But they are kind of real characters.
Do you think that there's something coarse about the culture of comments on websites that actually has encouraged a coarseness in our culture?
I don't know if I would go quite that far. Sure, there are so many extremely coarse commenters out there, and it's easy to throw your hands up and despair that, like, hey, this must be reflective of discourse in America. But, you know, like, whenever whenever I post a new one up on the McSweeney's website, I'll get not a ton, but a few people will write me in, and they just say, hey, this is funny, you know, like, I like this. And it's kind of a random act of kindness, you know. And here's another half. Here's an old guy from Iowa. He calls himself Trident 32. He's a retired pilot. His opinion on football is, this is all in caps and with exclamation points, on football. I call it throw ball since the foot is rarely used. And at one point he offered, in response to a recipe for hamburgers, I decided to travel down Route 66. This was before the interstate highways. I would buy some aluminum foil and a potato and an onion and a pound of hamburger. I would slice the potato.
That's writer Kevin Collier. You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin Collier. You can also read the entire profile of his favorite commenter at our website, npr.org.